a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
A change in the weather is moving in today, and the storm could put a good amount of new snow in the Utah mountains.
Some of that snow could even end up on the valley floor. KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs joins us live with more. Chris?
Salt Lake Valley. If you look at the KSL vortex, you can see most of the storm will start around 9 a.m. then continue through the day, which is going to make that afternoon commute a bit rough. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory starting this afternoon until tomorrow at 2 p.m. They say we can expect 3 inches around Salt Lake and up to 12 inches in the northern mountains. They recommend that if you see any of that heavy snowfall, you slow down and plan on poor weather as you plan your commutes. Reporting live, Chris Jacobs, KSL News Radio.
Storms on the East Coast made travel difficult for thousands of Americans headed home over the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Hundreds of flights delayed, dozens canceled, but among the major U.S. airlines, fewer than a dozen flights grounded. A far cry from the chaos seen over the summer.
I think after the past few years, everyone's back to normal, getting pretty good at holiday travel, so it was pretty easy.
Air travel is returning to levels not seen since before the pandemic.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
People returning to Salt Lake over the weekend say their experience wasn't too bad. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher spoke with a few of them at the airport.
Salt Lake telling me that while it was a busy travel day, not necessarily record-breaking like we've seen at other places across the country, they projected just over 27,000 people would go through TSA and fly out. Travelers we spoke with said that things went pretty smoothly for them, both in and out. One family saying, honestly, keeping track of their three kids was crazier than trying to navigate that post-Thanksgiving travel.
A couple of brothers heading back to California say they heard there were very long lines, so they showed up an extra 2 hours early, only to find the line shorter than expected.
We're hearing today from a horse rider who was hit by a car at a light parade in Spanish Fork over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Yeah, Tim. Trent Anderson was riding his horse during the Spanish Fork Festival of Lights parade when a car plowed through the barricades and then eventually into him and his horse. Anderson exclusively spoke with KSL-TV's Shelby Lofton.
The noise hit me before the motion did. We were rolling off the car and onto the asphalt. Number one, is my horse okay? Number two, what was this guy doing?
Anderson says thankfully both he and his horse, Duncan, are expected to recover. Police say the car made it almost 7 blocks before running into Anderson. The driver has been booked into the Utah County Jail on suspicion of driving under the influence. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The entire city of Houston, Texas, has been put on a boil order. The state is sending aid to help the city's water system get back online by tomorrow. ABC's Brooke Taylor explains why it will take so long.
The city tells me that first the state has to approve their plan. Then it takes 18 hours for them to test the samples, analyze everything, and determine whether they are safe or contaminated. They tell me that the earliest they expect this to be lifted is Tuesday. To just give everyone some perspective, we asked the last time something this widespread has happened in the city, they say in 2021, back with the winter storm.
The Houston Water Department says anyone who drank the water before the notice was sent out should be fine.
Classes have started up again at the University of Idaho. School was canceled after that quadruple homicide of four students living off campus. ABC's Andrea Fujii says police haven't given updates, but the town has seen some changes.
More than 2 weeks after the murders in Moscow, Idaho, no arrests or murder weapon, and investigators have not revealed a motive. Now, growing signs of fear within the community. Police are getting an influx of 911 calls for unusual circumstances or welfare checks for loved ones. And a local locksmith says he's getting 50 calls per day from people wanting deadbolts installed in their homes. Authorities maintain the killings were targeted, but detectives have not revealed if one or multiple victims were the targets, saying they want to protect the investigation.
Police still have not found a suspect or the murder weapon.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
And we start off in pretty decent shape this morning. No crashes to report. Of course, we're supposed to get the storm later this morning. Right now, roads are dry through Salt Lake, Davis, and Weber counties. And roads pretty quiet. A little bit heavy I-80 out by Lake Point. Right now, that's about it on westbound lanes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 5:05.
Quite a moment here. A small plane got stuck 100 feet in the air in high voltage power lines in Maryland last night.
The single-engine plane hit a massive power company transmission line late afternoon, knocking out power to more than 80,000 customers and leaving the plane, pilot, and passenger snarled in the power lines.
It's not going to be stable until it's chained and strapped in place.
They said they were stuck up there for a couple of hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And the plane, at last check, was still up there. ABC's Andy Field reports the two people inside the plane were eventually rescued and taken to the hospital.
Some Utah kids are showing their stuff in the Trampoline Gymnastics World Championships. Details from KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Competing in Sofia, Bulgaria, Utah was well represented on the world stage. The United States team featured four Utahns. I spoke to Brittany Hansen from Hooper, whose daughter was prepping for the mental side of the competition.
She just has to focus on the fun part of it and not the stress of getting a place. Like, it really doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter what place she gets at this point. She's basically put in the hard work to get where she's at.
Another Hooper resident, Brooklyn Jolly, placed fourth overall in the competition. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Jay Leno is back on stage after being seriously burned while working on a car in his garage.
Just 2 weeks after he was seriously burned in a gas fire, Jay Leno is stepping back into the spotlight.
No, we got two shows tonight, regular and extra crispy. Okay, thank you.
The legendary comic returning to the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California, joking about the accident on his way into the sold-out show.
I never thought of myself as a roast comic.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Good night.
The remnants of those second and third degree burns visible on his face, chest, and hands.
Leave it to Jay Leno to find a way to smile about it, right?
Yeah, and make a joke. I'm surprised he's back to work this fast.
Yeah, I guess it was one side of his face. I've seen pictures of him, and obviously, you know, he had some burns, but luckily it didn't look like they were like third degree or anything.
Wow, that's good. That's terrific.
Yeah, that is ABC's Will Gantz reporting.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.